Does that conclude, I don't know, we got one more, or Dr.?
Dr. Ellis.
Well, we got one more of those, Dr. James is not recused from that.
Okay, right.
It was seven, right?
Oh, gotcha.
So let's go down to section.
Oh, she's recused from Dr., from 23122 as well?
She wasn't here.
Okay.
Okay, all right, so let's keep going where we're going. Section three, number five, 23122, in regards to Lorenzo Gonzalez, DPM, continuance of informal interview of June 21, 2023, for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusion of law, and adopting order. And that is my lead. So, I wrote this out, but there is no Madam Chair. So I move to adopt the proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, as stated in the draft order.
Second.
The motion on the floor, any second, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Any priors?
No. Mr. Chairman, yes, he has one. In 2023, he was found in violation of ARS 32-2232-18 as it relates to R311-502E, failure to provide complete discharge instructions of a surgical patient and not documenting in the medical record that discharge instructions were provided, as well as ARS 32-2232-21, as it relates to R311-502L7A, failure to document in the medical record that the concentration of PEN-G, ketamine, butorphanol, and xylazine were administered to the dog. His license is placed on probation for 1 year. He is required to complete 3 hours of CE in the area of anesthesia, and that's it.
Okay, so I am going to move that the respondent's license number 1084 be placed on probation for a period of 1 year. The respondent will submit to the board within 90 days a plan to sell or close his current practice, surrender his premise license, and retire from mixed practice veterinary work before the end of the probationary period. The respondent is restricted to livestock veterinary consultation and or mentoring other mixed practice and or livestock veterinarians within Arizona. If respondent will submit to an eye exam by a licensed ophthalmologist or optometrist and prescribed, will acquire corrective lenses within 30 days, Executive Director Victoria Whitmer is granted authority to extend that time period to 60 days.
Second.
Motion on the floor, any second. Any further discussion, suggestions from council? Then let's do the roll call. Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James recused. Ms. Bovington, aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
That is 5-0, that is approved, one recused. That motion passes. That concludes that one, and that concludes that section. Let's go down to section four, number seven, in regards to Jamie Pickett, DVN. Board may review, discuss, take action on referring issues identified in this case to appropriate federal agencies. Dr. James is accused on this one as well.
David Stoll, it's a legal counsel for Dr. Pickett. May
please come forward.
May I be heard from this one?
Absolutely.
I was going to say thank you, Madam Chair, but I'll
thank you for not.
Chairman, we have a proposed slight modification of the state, terms of the state suspension. The first requirement is that Dr. Pickett provide residency information to the board. The premise for that requirement was that she was going to continue as the premise license holder. And effective, I think it was June 30th, which predated the, or June 20th, maybe, the effective date of the consent agreement, she's no longer the premise license holder, responsible veterinarian. So we just asked that the board waive that requirement of Dr. Pickett.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask, Mr. Harris, this type of conversation is not agendized on today's agenda. This agenda item is related to something different.
Okay, then we would be prohibited from considering your request.
Okay. Should
we, what is specifically on the agenda?
It's to refer issues identified in the case to appropriate federal agencies.
Okay. And then we will need to work with board staff to get your request back in front of the board next month.
The problem is that we've got a 30-day requirement that's going to run before the next board hearing.
Mr. Chairman, if I may add, she still has not told us where she actually really does live. We have, the only address we have for her is a Scottsdale address. So if she doesn't live in Scottsdale, she's already in, possibly in violation of another rule for not notifying the board within 20 days of an address change.
I think the Scottsdale address is still a valid address, but the residency requirement is for purposes of the premise license holder, and she's no longer that.
Yeah, because it's not on the agenda, though.
Okay.
We're going to need to have a conversation outside of the meeting.
Maybe in lieu, or in response to that requirement, I'll provide that information as to why it's no longer permanent. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
And I apologize for reaching the program.
I'm glad you didn't call me ma'am. All right, so we're on that item, and so that is mine. I move to direct staff to forward all relevant information to the appropriate state and federal agencies, Drug Enforcement Agency, USDA, APHIS, Arizona State Veterinarian, etc., as appropriate.
Second.
Did you define to examine?
If there's anybody else that...
Was DEA one of those as well?
Yes. The DEA and the portion of USDA is APHIS.
Okay.
That handles those health certificates, right?
Okay.
And they're now in Kirby, if you need their address. They're no longer in Arizona.
Thank you.
Is this a modification of the consent agreement?
No.
No.
This is what we had the conversation and we didn't complete it.
Memorialize it,
yeah. So that is direction to staff, and we have a second. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion passes, and that takes care of that agenda item. And I believe that is all that Dr. James has recused from, isn't it? But just so she doesn't have to read it while she's out of breath and running up here, the next one will be section 5, number 1. The board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Michelle Hunter.
Vaccines, microchipping, nail trims.
So if you want to, you could direct me to open the case and then go from there.
I move you open the case.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moving down the list, we'd go to Section 5, number 2.
I'm sorry, did you guys do all in favor?
Pardon?
All in favor.
We did.
You did.
So next one is another unlicensed practitioner, potential unlicensed practitioner, I should say.
Madam Chair, do you mind reading the whole agenda item?
Sure. The board may review and discuss and take action on case C-2314 in regards to April Mays, possible unlicensed practitioner.
So we did see a response, right, that they had stopped.
Yes.
Advertising they were doing.
Right. They said it was an error on their communication piece of it. And so they submitted information that it has now been changed.
It sounded, what the practice they were talking about sounded a whole lot like something we've heard before, Tai Chi or something or other. Wasn't it? Isn't that kind of what it sounded like?
It has come up in a couple of other cases where it has been used by doctors.
They're not calling it that, but it sounds very similar.
Yeah, they call it like muscle testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, we switched back. I move we close case C-2314.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Did we complete everything prior to that, right? No. Yes, we did. So Section 5, number 3. Board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2315 regards to Adriana Hamid, possible unlicensed practitioner.
This one, she didn't respond very timely, but she did eventually respond earlier this month. So that information was put up a little later for your review, but Ms. Hamid did respond to the allegations. So she does not believe that the services she provide is considered veterinary medicine and that they're not diagnostics.
Yeah, and she knows that because of her law degree, right? So I move that we take the action to have staff report this unlicensed practitioner to the county attorney and the state attorney general.
Second.
Motion, go ahead, sorry.
We have a motion and a second to report this case to the county manager. Do we have any further discussion on this?
I guess I have a question, because I know that these types of things happen regularly in large animal medicine. So and they're not necessarily done by a veterinarian.
No, but they're done by the owner of the owner of the animal or employee of the owner of the animal.
So it falls under that, okay.
I mean, I just feel like some of these things, even if she was just collecting the samples, there still has to be some kind of interpretation of it, and I think that's where I.
Well, and she's saying, well, I'm not diagnosing, I'm just reading the number. Well, that number is telling you a diagnosis.
She's interpreting the number, for sure.
I mean, if she, I guess if she was doing this under the guidance of a veterinarian, it would be differently.
Yeah.
Then she's just the conduit.
I just mostly needed that clarification on the large animal side, because I know in barns, right? And so I'm like, well, they're doing it, it's all right, but I forgot that little loophole.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, so that takes us to number 4, Section 5, number 4. Board may review and discuss and take action on continuing education waiver status. It's for Dr. Wilson Sanders as well as Dr. Barenbach.
with Dr. Wilson Sanders. It's kind of hard to read through all of this stuff, and one of them definitely, here's...
Mr. Lowy, could I interject? She emailed me last night at 9:30, and I printed that and put that in your red folders today.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to...
Let's review that.
And with that...
It's dated July 18th at 9:23.
She's basically confirming in a roundabout way that the courses that she took likely, many of them likely are not, quote unquote, board approved. That's how I read it.
Well, my only concern was her adding in the Cattle Industry Foundation symposium. That was not a veterinary meeting. She didn't attend it as a veterinarian. She attended it as a rancher.
In her email, she's saying that she just does treatment on her own animals and her family's animals. And...
Yeah, but she doesn't need a license for it.
Yeah.
That's the... So, you know... I mean, if she wants to keep it updated just for the honor of having the...
Well, she says she also supervises her daughter-in-law, who's a CVT, in treating, quote, our animals. So I don't know that they're the in-laws' animals, as they are.
Well, they're on the ranch. They're not... she's not doing any outside work. She never has done any outside work. She worked at the U of A inside, in the animal laboratory, mm-hmm. making sure they were all treated properly and whatnot. So she was never practicing out there with clients.
But the reason for
or at least not the last 30 some years, she has not been.
And the reason for the need of keeping her license is right. to continue ordering supplies. It's she, not to actually practice on her own animals.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Things.
Well, some things. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that.
But she could, because she just have somebody write her a prescription like everybody else does. Right. I mean, it's not like you can't get it, and it's not like the discount is that much either, really. So I mean, it's.
I mean, I guess if you have to go. To
anyway, so else, for our discussion here, I think she's met. If you take out that, but she has more than enough. With all the USDA accreditations, she was needing six. She's got seven of those, and those feedstuffs webinars. Looking at those, they probably all fit in there too. I mean, they're presented by licensed veterinarians, academia. They're not. And the subject matter is directed towards veterinarians.
I mean, I
not
don't,
producers.
I don't know that we've done, I don't know if I recall doing this a lot of times where we made waivers, but I would be concerned about waiving the requirements of a license in general, regardless of what she's doing.
No, we're not doing that. She met, all we're doing here, I'm gonna move, she has met the requirements
of 20 hours of,
of the 20 hours that she had, she, the 6 hours she had to make up, she has met that 20 hours for the previous license. She's still got to do 20 more.
And for other people that didn't submit that on time, is that what we're doing? We're just waiving it as long as they submit it late?
What do you mean waiving it? We're not waiving.
Well, the CE wouldn't have been, was that CE submitted at the time of renewal for last year's license?
No.
She had a CE.
She was six short. She asked for a waiver and we gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she submitted.
She submitted a lot of things.
And these are race approved? Like these are courses that we would have deemed as appropriate credit hours?
And I'm sure that's difficult to tell. That was my original communication with her was, please submit something so that we know if it was board approved or not. And she struggled to do that. And it's still unclear to me. I lean on the side of many of the things she submitted or not because she either didn't submit proof or they don't say anything, but she did submit that she did a bunch of USDA modules, and those are accepted.
And she has enough of those to make, she has seven of those, and she only needs 6 hours.
On top of what she did before.
Yeah.
So if we approve those for last year, then can we make sure that she's aware that in the future, she does need to meet the requirements and they need to be approved CE?
She was ill. She had a prolonged illness.
I get that, but that doesn't mean she won't say she still has a prolonged illness next year, and I want her to know that this isn't how it should be done.
I agree, because the email seems, she's trying to say she's not gonna do that. So that's probably a good reminder.
All right, so that was a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, now we're on to Dr. Bierenbach.
Dr. Bierenbach is another story and has not acknowledged really that she needs to do anything.
Right.
So do we don't have a case? Or we
need to open a case.
We need to open a case. All right, then I move we open a case.
Second.
Non-compliant.
All right, so we have a motion to open a case against Dr. Bierenbach for non-compliance and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And we're on section 5, number 5. Board may review, discuss, and take action on reportable charges information submitted by Sean Penn, DVM. This is one that I think is going to warrant a little bit of discussion. I don't know,
yes.
Because of the past history here, if we have standards for how we typically handle that.
Also, right now it's just a notification, right? There's no formal
charges.
Well, there's no formal like decision. There's a
he hasn't been convicted.
Right. So innocent until proven guilty, right. Kind of thing, right? So.
But do we open a case and then ask him to inform us, or require him to inform us of the results and then go from there? Or do we just tell him to inform us now and then decide to open a case?
We wouldn't open a case at this point, probably. But Mark, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can. You may want to just invite him in to meet with you to...
Which Victoria did say you could come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the email communication, yeah. So when she was providing information, she did say, hey, you could come in, right? So. I mean, I guess we could do it more formally, but...
If you want.
Okay. But we won't have all of the information, most likely, at that point either.
No, it's just really an opportunity to, you know, have a conversation, a direct conversation, and then based upon that, you know, would it be cleaner to open up a complaint and then...
So moved.
No, I don't
I mean,
know.
If we or can we direct board staff to follow up on if he doesn't get us the information when, see, I don't even know, how do you know when that's going to be complete?
Right, and generally these matters get continued, you know, when you do have court dates. So it's just, it's not a quick process.
But if we open a case, he has to tell us when that happens, right?
That part.
Or he'd be in violation.
He has an attorney.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, you know, you would think that they would if you asked them to keep the board updated on the status. And their failure to could be deemed, you know, an act of unprofessional conduct in itself. You know, like you said, it's nuanced because of, you know, of his past.
Well, because of the past and because of the extreme nature of what we're dealing with.
Right.
But it's an accusation.
It's right. Yeah. But if that were to pan out to be the case, then I think we'd want to stay on top of it and know it. Like, I guess I feel uncomfortable going, okay, please let us know when this is over.
Right.
And in the next 6 months or however long it takes, we lose sight of it and, or additional things continue to happen, well, or.
Do you want to start then by inviting him in? Just to meet with him?
Yes, and his most recent communication said he just got an attorney, so he needed to consult with the attorney before he provided additional information. So it could be just to open the lines of communication, invite him in, and maybe by next time he would have talked to his attorney and could tell you more.
Yeah, if you look at historically.
This is not your standard.
Well, historically, he pleaded the fifth.
Right.
And he didn't answer any questions.
Right.
So, I mean, in the conclusions of law, they said that since he wouldn't answer, we assume the answer is yes.
Right.
So, do we need to invite him in here to ask him questions he's not going to answer?
Well, and again, we don't know what position he'll take, and we don't know if the attorney that he's retained is just representing him in that manner and not in his licensing manner. We don't know those types of things yet. Yeah.
So can we just direct board staff to invite him?
Yeah. Well, I would move to direct staff to.
So moved. Motion.
So moved.
And then after you meet with him, you can tell him that was a dumb idea, Mark.
Okay, so then
on the record, while we're recording,
just so I understand, if we vote to approve this motion, and he says I don't want to come in, does that then get brought back to us next time?
Yeah, and then you'll have that information, and you may, you know, you'll have that to determine what if anything you want to do with that, such as opening up a complaint.
And if he comes in and declines to answer any questions for whatever reason, whether under attorney recommendation or not,
you can
we can still open the case at that point.
Yeah. You will have all of your, you know, options available to you.
And the reason for not opening a case today is just out of we need to information gather or give them the opportunity to.
I think because it's fairly new, because just he hasn't had the chance to talk to an attorney, he may be willing to tell us the whole story. I think you need just the story in order to, you want to get to the information of, is he, you know, a hazard to public health and safety at this point? Can he safely, confidently practice?
Okay.
For sure, you want to get to that information. We wouldn't want it to keep dragging on. So having him come and get something one way or the other by the next meeting.
Okay, so we have a motion right now to direct board staff to invite him into the next meeting, which would put it the August meeting. If he declines, it'll be on the agenda text for us to discuss. Okay.
Yeah.
And otherwise, he'll be here, and we can go from there. Okay, so that motion's on the table. I know you said so moved, but I think Nikki had actually made the motion, so.
So I'll second her.
You'll second? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, that takes us to section 5, number 6. Board may review and discuss and take action on failure to submit fee issuance fee for CVP Michaela Jacek.
We need to open a case on this one.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I didn't assign this to anyone. Yes, this is just another person we've been trying to track down to pay the COVID-related fee. Her CBT is still active, so multiple attempts to contact her with no response. So we've been opening cases on other people in the same position.
I move we open a case on CBT Michaela Jacek.
Second.
We have a motion to open a case on a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 So section 5, number 7, board may review, discuss, and take action on an AAVSB's proposed bylaw amendments.
And we held this from last month because Dr. Wright is the expert on this and he's not here.
We can wait another month. He's supposed to come next month. He'd like to pen this so he could talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not time sensitive.
Yep.
We can just pen it. Number 8, board may review and discuss and take action on veterinary license applications Dr. Barry Schenk. That's kind of a cool last name.
This is the veterinary applicant who had a long ago board order in Arizona.
So it was long ago and now he's reapplying for licensure?
Correct, yeah. His license had lapsed and I'm not sure when.
Can we do any kind of checking as to anything that's occurred since, you know, that 20-year lapse?
Like AAVSB?
Pardon? Yeah.
Let me look at his application. If he's licensed in other states, he would have to submit verifications. I don't have that page.
It doesn't say, have you been denied license? No, but that's denied a license.
He's applying by universal recognition, which tells me he's licensed in at least one other state. And to get this far in the process, you would have received that verification and it would have said there was nothing to report.
Well, and it was, according to him, a minor records violation.
In Arizona.
Right. So can we confirm that that's what that was?
The orders.
That's the order.
The orders on that.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right. Does somebody want to make a motion?
I move to approve his application.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So number nine, board may review, discuss, and take action on reportable charge information submitted by Philip Horan, DBM.
So this is another DUI one.
It's a recent one. July 2nd, DUI.
It's refreshing to have it reported on time.
Yes, yes, it is.
I mean, that never happens.
Did he give us any explanation?
No, no, he needs to do that.
Should we invite him in to explain?
We had done that for a period and then the board kind of stopped going that direction.
Okay, direction from council?
We stopped doing the old ones.
I'm looking at Nikki because she remembers.
Yeah, I remember. Well, we stopped doing the old ones and I think different from the other one, this is a first time from what we understand versus like a repetitive.
That's why it's different.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. So Mark, it wasn't based on a legal opinion that we quit doing that or it was?
You know, I can't, yeah.
It was based on the board's preference.
Okay.
Right, because we would get them here and we'd look at them and we'd say, okay.
Well, and it was a lot of them were, they were reporting them when they were applying for licensure and it was like something 10 years ago and then they come here and we're like,
oh yeah.
That's where a lot of those were.
No, yeah, the old ones, I agree. There's no need to invite them in. This is very recent, 7/2/23.
So could you tell us once it's resolved, like within 30 days of it being resolved?
Okay.
You need to report that to the board.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so do we need to make a motion or just direct?
I think we can just direct.
Okay.
Super.
So number 10, board may review and discuss and take action on the appointment of a veterinary colleague faculty member to the Joint Study Committee on Statewide Animal Control Standards.
Madam Chair, I would like to speak to this item. Just to clarify, first of all, the letter from Senator Kavanaugh says it's the director of the Arizona Veterinary Medical Examining Board who makes the appointment. The legislation itself says it's the board. So there's a short time frame on this, but I think as a board, we should ask any other College of Veterinary Medicine in the state if they care to nominate someone for our consideration. So I would make a motion. Do I need a motion or just a direction? A motion. Okay, I move that we pen this item until the next board agenda and direct staff to send out inquiries to the University of Arizona and any other College of Veterinary Medicine that may exist in the state of Arizona that hasn't already proposed a representative.
and that that response needs to be back to Victoria in order to get it on our next agenda by August the 4th.
You do realize that this whole thing needs to be completed by December?
That's why I'm saying so quickly.
Yeah, but is it actually law?
Yes.
Well, the session hasn't ended.
Yeah.
Laws aren't.
It was signed by the governor.
It doesn't matter when she signs it. It matters when the legislature, unless they added the clause that it takes effect immediately.
Otherwise, it's 90 days after the.
90 days after the session ends.
Yeah, we don't, it's still open. We don't know what they're going to do at the end of this month.
So.
Well, we know it's not coming until August.
My understanding. Do we want to have a second before we start discussion? Are we good to?
Second.
Okay. I mean, my concern with opening this up is my understanding of this is it was a direct kind of, this is who Senator Kavanaugh wanted.
Which is exactly the reason not to nominate that one.
And.
It's up to us.
Not his purview. He's taken away the choice.
Right.
Senator Kavanaugh was the sponsor of the bill. We would expect that he would be the chairman of this committee, and he's spoken to his constituents who recommended this person.
Yep. And I don't feel like, I mean, I get what you're saying on opening it up to other veterinary schools. I'm all for fairness in the process. But if I look at it and I'm looking at an animal welfare standards committee, I feel like this person comes with credentials that U of A is not going to have at this point, just based on how long they've been in operation in their programs.
But they're not professors. They're all new to that school.
Right. Right. Plus, we now have the Organization for Human-Animal Interaction, has moved from Purdue to the U of A and brought a lot of experienced people with it. So I would say that they should.
My main argument is, one, he's dictating who it's going to be.
Right.
Two, who is backing this person. That bothers me. It bothers me that. It bothers me that. It bothers me that Senator Kavanaugh is backing this person. Maybe. But some of the people backing her are not.
Well, why not?
And if to address.
So why not?
To address your concern, Madam Chair, if a college of veterinary medicine, other than Midwestern, is putting forth a candidate, they're going to have to explain why that person is qualified.
I don't think they're putting forth a candidate. I think this candidate was selected based on Senator Kavanaugh starting this, and that's who he wanted, right?
And they took away what they said in the legislation they were granting to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah,
he says, I'm granting this. I'm granting this, but you're going to. But here's who you're going to pick.
I mean, I do understand that, because why would you put it into the law and then you circumvent it?
Yeah, I mean, he can try that strong arm tactic. We do not have to accept it. And I reject it.
We may end up going with the person he recommends.
Maybe nobody else wants to do it.
Right. Or the person they submit us is not as experienced.
I may find my replacement.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. So let's just go ahead, since we've had some lively discussion, let's go ahead and vote on it, and then we can go from there. So let's do a roll call, because this one seems to have a lot of
volatility.
Volatility is great.
I would say passion. I would say passion.
Ms. Frost.
Aye.
Dr. Janes.
Nay.
Mr. Lohe's an aye. Dr. Nosley.
Aye.
Ms. Solomon.
Aye.
Dr. Thompson.
Aye.
That motion passes 5-1.
So, just for clarification, the board will reach out to U of A and inform them of the opportunity and see if they have anyone that will apply in preparation for the August meeting.
I believe Ms. Solomon said reach out to any College of Veterinary Medicine in the state of Arizona, because this individual is from Midwestern, it doesn't mean that other
Midwestern.
They may not even know about it.
Right, right.
Well, except any other schools, but.
Okay. There's only those two.
Both schools.
Include both.
All right, moving on. Section 5, number 11. Board may review, discuss, and take action on appointing delegates to the 2023 AVSB annual meeting. So So I will be at the annual meeting. You'll be at the annual meeting?
I will not be attending. Dr. Wright should be because he's the committee chair. So typically, the board appoints the chairman as the primary delegate with someone else being the alternate delegate. Is anybody else on a committee that I don't know?
No, I did hear AVSB said at AVMA that a good section of the meeting is on access to care. I don't know what that means. I haven't seen the agenda, but.
Boards don't have a lot to do with it.
Right.
Well, that's an interesting.
But there might be some professional interests by people.
So would the board like to appoint Ms. Prager as the primary delegate, the voting delegate?
So moved.
Second.
And do we need a secondary in case she can't go?
Yes, so it is.
I decline because I have two 20-year-old cats and I'm not making any travel plans.
So the food truck that hasn't been to an in-person, you've been to an in-person?
I did virtually.
Have you been to an in-person?
I went to the last.
Did you go last year?
I went last year.
Dr. Thompson, have you gone?
No, because I got COVID. She's really bummed about that.
Would you like to be the second person to go to Kansas City and have barbecue?
Now you're talking.
She goes, oh, wait.
The restaurants are great.
Can I get back to you within a week? Only because I want to check my schedule. I'm literally coming in back into town on that Saturday beforehand, so I need to see what my work schedule looks like, so.
Sure.
I would be willing to be a second.
Would you like to appoint her and then maybe get an extra, like alternate in case she can't go?
So moved.
So we will do.
So who else would like to go?
Second.
Second. Do we have anyone else?
So either Ms. Frost or Dr. Dosley.
Or Dr. Byrne.
Or Dr. Byrne. He's been so many times.
Oh, yes, he's still on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, the date. Oh, goodness. That is in September.
Yeah. I was going to say.
It's on my work calendar.
Is it 28th?
Oh, okay.
Third week of September, isn't it?
Yeah.
Third or fourth?
Yeah.
Usually.
Or we could appoint Dr. Thompson as the secondary, and if she can't go, and then just give me the authority to appoint someone else.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
And because other people's.
My motion is so amended.
Second, accept it.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. It's doubtful that I could go.
AAVSB. I have it the 27th, but I think that's the committee meetings. And so I think it actually is like the 28th and 29th. All right, so that we had a motion. Did we have a second?
Second, yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, so number 12, board may review, discuss, and take action on premises inspection results for Chandler Small Animal Clinic. Dr. Benish is the premisal. And Victoria, this has you on it.
It does. Madam Chair, members of the board, so Chandler Small Animal Clinic has been problematic over the years. Annalise recently completed a new inspection with kind of, if you look at her memo showing multiple repeat violations. Annalise, would you like to kind of give an overview of your largest concerns?
So I have several concerns about this premise. I think first and foremost is maybe staff training that could, like the lack thereof, I guess. When I opened a surgery pack, like I typically do, what kind of flagged me initially was the indicator tape on the outside was brown, not black. So I opened it up and the indicator strip on the inside was not really changed. I asked the hospital manager who was there at the last inspection, so she's been at the practice for 5 years. I asked her, like, hey, do you know what this means? Like, how's your autoclave working? And she was like, I don't know what these are. She's like, I'm helping them out, you know, I've only been here for 5 years, I'm still new at this. And I was like, okay, so after an incident with the parastaff member getting bit, I spoke with Dr. Benesh. I was like, hey, like, what's going on here? And he was like, oh, well, yeah, that might be an issue. Like, just kind of just very aloof. I don't know if that's the proper term. And then kind of with a training piece of maybe dog or watching dog behavior, for example. I know when Tracy went last time with the DEA, it was right after a technician there got bit. And having someone get bit while doing an inspection is a rare occurrence, but it happened twice during two different inspections. So I don't know if it's a training thing, watching dog behavior. Like, it was stated that the dog was wagging its tail. Well, the dog wagging its tail could totally mean a different thing depending on the rest of the body. So, you know, and then the receptionist did get bit, but the dog was known to be fractious because it was sent home with Ace 3 days prior, and there was nothing flagged to be like, oh, this dog's fractured, should probably come in with Ace and Muggle. So that piece, just a lot of controlled substance drug issues. I know I put a couple pictures in, there's no decrement of balance, there's no drug information on the logs themselves, just little post-it tab things. But yeah, those are just kind of my big concerns in staff safety and patient safety, sanitation, stuff like that.
And those are kind of overarching, but there's a lot of specific repeat potential violations. And I know the last time I had been there, because I've been there several times myself, things were actually better. But when Annalise was there, she recognized that they had started to make changes probably after I was there, but then they just turned around and went back to the same old ways, probably pretty quickly.
Like the anesthesia log that they used in response to Victoria's inspection was the one that they got off our website. And then when I did my inspection, they used the one that we got off our website. They started the day I called to say, hey, I'm coming over, but then everything else was not compliant. So
we would just recommend the board open a case.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move we open a case regarding Chandler Small Animal Clinic and also provide information to DEA.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just on if we open a case, is there a way to direct them to kind of the focus areas of what, because like if it's specific to safety of staff, I just don't know if that's good, if we want them to provide us any additional information specific to what they do for staff.
There's lots of other potential violations.
Yeah, yeah,
there were lots,
yeah.
But that one just may not come out clearly unless you ask for it.
Yeah, it wasn't a potential violation, but I didn't note it in my memo and just kind of their reactions to it. But yeah, there was a lot, like I want to say 90% of those were repeat violations. All of them, like the anesthesia log, inventory logs, dispensing logs, medical records, expired supplies. Like there's a bunch of repeat things that were repeated over 3 inspections.
Well, maybe that'll just come out when we meet with them after we open the case.
Because I can add it. I can put whatever you'd like in the letter to them, asking them to respond to
the violations,
repeat,
but also
violations.
Their practice protocols for ensuring safety of staff or something like that. Okay,
I can add that.
All right, so number 13 is Victoria, the Executive Director report.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is quick. By the way, the FY24 budget was produced this past week, even though FY24 already started, and there are no surprises in it. So we got the appropriation that we asked for. So that's good news. That's all I got.
All right, so now we'll go on to the approval of minutes. I'm going to abstain from those because I wasn't here last month.
I move to approve the June 21, 2023 regular session minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move to approve the June 21, 2023 executive session minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're on to the consent agenda. I don't know if somebody would like to take over for Dr. Wright.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the consent agenda
but remove A4 and A6.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Chair, I move we approve pending compliance A4 and A6.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, moving on to, oh wait, do we need to do B? Or is that part of, that's part of the agenda. Okay. 8 is summary of current events. Informational, nothing, no? Nobody has anything? Do we have a call to the public today?
You're not calling anyone.
You're not calling anyone. All
right. Whoa.
So the next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, August 16th, beginning at 8:30. And meeting adjourned.
You need to go for 8 more minutes.
What?
Hmm? You need to go for 8 more minutes. I'm kidding.
8 more minutes.
It's 12:22.
Oh. Well, we could do a call to the public and call them anyway if we wanted to.
It only gets 3 minutes.
You only get 3 minutes.
Sitting but right it, there. What are you talking
about? But it will
what
take,
do,
it will take 8
for?
Minutes. I didn't do it. Drop that over there. All right.
Hey, before we adjourn, though, you know what could take up some time? It's an introduction and a little brief bio of our newest staff member.
Yeah. Good idea.
We haven't had that, right?
No.
It isn't current on the agenda, but
current
perhaps a little.
Well,
it's new board business.
Right? It is a current event.
New board business. That's
right.
Current events.
Current events, yeah. New hire.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'd like to introduce our new staff member, Tom Mammon. He will be with the Compliance Inspector along with Annalise. So this is the first time ever that the agency has two premise inspectors. So we're very excited.
Now, do you come from an inspecting background?
I worked for Arizona Pet Vet for 31 years.
Nice.
Or AZ Pet Vet, depending on what they call here. Mm-hmm. So.
It's funny how I hear AZ Pet Vet too, and when you say Arizona Pet Vet, I'm like, what's that?
Yeah.
It is, so.
It's like, oh.
So he has just a bit of experience.
Yeah, very nice. Well, welcome to the team.
And they never got written up, right?
He's had experience in...
He's trying to drag us out a little bit.
I know, yeah.
No.
I think we should say, by the time we sign all these documents, we're close enough.
Where did you go to school, Tom?
Yeah.
You got an alma mater in the state of Arizona?
No, you just need to sign them before we adjourn.
Here, so
you just need to sign them all before we adjourn.
I started with them at 19.
Have we adjourned?
No, we're still signing.
Can I make a move? Let's adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I can.
We started 8 anyways.
Let's save the taxpayers.
It's at 8.
Huh?
Started 8:30. No, we started 8 though, so we have to do all the documents.
Yeah.
Okay, so motion and a second?
Yes. Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 We could vote.